You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, high in the low 70s, and a couple of storms popping up. Low 70s Sunday, isolated storms. Currently 49 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast. It is Friday the 13th. That's right, June 13th, 2020. 2025. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite. It's okay. We had all of our bad luck yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
On the 12th.
We front-loaded it.
So, are you a believer? I'm not sure if we talked about this before, Zommers. Are you a superstitious person?
Not particularly. Feel like most stuff we can explain, we eventually are able to explain. But also, sometimes crazy stuff happens and... Yes. I don't know. I don't have specific superstitions or anything like that, but I am open to the possibility.
We are fortunate to have co-producers here on the show today, the great producer Conrad of Nightlight with Pete Schwab, who will be on the broadcast at the bottom of this hour. Conrad, are you a superstitious person by nature?
I don't think Todd Michaels is going to like this because he's a paranormal investigator.
Yes.
That's what
I
was
going to
say.
But I don't believe.
Really?
I don't.
Wow. I kind of do.
I want to talk with Todd Michaels. I believe
in spirits. I believe in spirits and I guess thereby ghosts as well. I'm the jury's still out on like alien people, but I don't know. I guess I'm open to it. But superstitious. I'm not particularly superstitious, but as my grandma Albaugh used to say, she'd spill salt on the table and she'd pick it up and throw some over her shoulder. And I'd say, Grandma, are you super? Because she was a very religious woman. I'd say, Grandma, are you superstitious? And she'd say, no, but it doesn't hurt just to check. The fact is she was very superstitious. We were once driving one time and a black cat went across the highway in front of us. And she said, oh, my land, it's a black cat.
She was very superstitious. She was religious and she was superstitious. All right, coming up, as we said, the aforementioned at the bottom of the hour, Mr. Pete Schwabba, host of the great program along with Conrad Nightlight here on Civic Media, is based out of this great studio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Pete is going to be in. We'll talk a little bit about some music people that we lost this week. Beach Boys. I mean, not the entire Beach Boys, but
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson. That would have been tragic if all the Beach Boys had died together
on an airplane or something. That tends to happen, or at least it used to.
Let's not wish anybody any bad luck. Speaking of being superstitious, Brian Wilson. We'll talk about that. We'll find out what's coming up on Nightlight tonight, and also kind of get Pete's take on entertainment and life around Green Bay. Because as we talked with Mino and the mayor, we love our Packers, but there's so much more in Green Bay than just the Packers. Although, Conrad, you went to the draft this year.
I did. And just to remind you, Pete is a Bears fan, actually.
That I forgot about that. Thank you. Yes, yes. He is a Chicago boy.
Yes, yes. But the draft was a lot of fun. I was about 11 rows back, and I had a big group around like 8 people with me.
Wow.
So it was a lot of fun. We stayed from, I think we got there at 3 p.m., the draft didn't start till, you know, 7 around there. So we were standing for like 7 hours, something around there.
Drinking water?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, once you got packed in there, they stopped having people come around getting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get a drink, you'd probably lose your spot.
True, right?
So we kind of just said, well, we're here now.
You were there when Golden got drafted?
Yes.
That had to be really cool.
It was so loud.
Really?
It was so loud. But after that pick, we immediately went back to my apartment.
Really?
Yes. We're done standing. We need some water.
All right, very good. Also coming up on this half hour, Lisa Hale, who does the news up here, the news director of Northeast Wisconsin, but she's also one of the hosts of New Wisco Weekend. Great program talking about life in this part of the state. She'll be along talking about that at 3:20, but right now it's 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, the largest news talk sports and the largest radio network in Wisconsin, behind only Wisconsin Public Radio. A great organization, but we're proud to have all of our 11 stations. No better way to get your message out, your business advertised, then on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how you could be one of our great partners. All right. Timely indeed. Conrad's already ahead of us on this one. He is drinking soda. He is drinking
what
soda
kind?
Right now.
Conrad. It is a Coke Zero.
And here, thus.
That might answer the question.
Thus, the debate ensues. Today's category, what's worse, soda or diet soda? Soda or diet soda? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I know some parts of Wisconsin, it's pop. Give me a pop. But I grew up mostly, I don't know, when I was really young, we had a double cola bottling. My dad worked there in Richland Center. We bottled double cola and ski. The great Hank Clarkson owned that. And Conrad, you ever had ski?
I don't think so.
Zomer, ski?
Nope.
Oh, there's a debate on those people like in Shawano, where my dad's stepmom are at, home of Sundrop, of course. Sundrop is similar to ski and Mountain Dew. I would say if I put, and this is going to be very unpopular in this neck of the woods, if I put a Sundrop, a Mountain Dew, and a ski together, I'm going for the ski every time. It's really good stuff.
I've never had it, but I would go with Sundrop over Mountain Dew.
Really?
Kinda? Oh, yeah. Sundrop is amazing.
It's great stuff. It is. So soda or diet soda? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own Tony Zimmerman, watching on YouTube, says diet pop is awful and absolutely the worst. So there you go. There's Tony, very emphatic on this.
The Cam polar opposite in the text line.
Yeah, Cam in Appleton says, I will die on this hill. Regular pop is rancid, and diet pop is life. Wow.
That's something else. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, soda or diet soda?
Lisa Hale in the green room with a diet soda. Want to bring her on early?
Sure, why not? Why not? We could ask her if she's ready to go. Join us via StreamYard. Lisa, yeah. our great news director here in the northeast part of the state. What's worse, soda or diet soda?
Absolutely, soda is the worst. Wow. Hands down. I mean, you can get, of course, I'm addicted to Diet Coke. I have to say that straight out. I mean, you're talking to somebody who drinks at least 4 bottles of it a day.
Really?
Wow.
All right.
It's an addiction, y'all.
When I was like in middle school or high school, I drank way too many Mountain Dews, and my mom actually cut me off. It was a good thing, and so I go through phases right now. I mean, I've tried to cut back soda in my life, but I don't know. Aaron watching on YouTube says diet soda is worse. Tastes like Splenda sugar.
No. Actual soda, you know, the fully leaded, the fully sugared, the corn syrup or whatever, it just tastes way too sweet to me. I'm so really? Used to diet that that's where I'm going to go.
And that's fascinating.
Coke Zero is too sweet. It's got to be all right. Diet Coke. Now, that just might just be my brain, but, you know.
Cam in Appleton says, Lisa and I are aspartame winning. There you go. All right. Greg in Genesee Depot listening to WAUK says soda is worst. Also, Jackie in Menominee Falls is on the line. Jackie, thanks for calling in. 855-752-4842. Jackie, soda or diet soda? What's worse?
Diet soda is worse. Soda is better. I think diet soda, I think they pack it with that stuff that they're trying to ban right now. That's why I don't like diet soda. I think it's not got regular ingredients in it. They got to make up for it somehow. I don't know how else to explain it. I just don't like diet. It also doesn't taste good.
I hear you. Thanks. Appreciate it, Jackie. I'm Menominee Falls. Thanks for calling in. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the North Woods. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, soda or diet soda? What's worse?
Well, at the risk of sounding like a Debbie Downer, they're both equally bad for your teeth. But I do drink diet soda.
Right. Well, if you have to drink one, probably in some ways healthier, right? All right. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend up there in the beautiful North Woods. Checking in on YouTube, Tony says, I have replaced pop almost entirely with bubbler. Way less sugar, but still not better. Yeah, bubbler, I was introduced to that years ago. Not years ago, but 4 or 5 years ago. Little sister Heather listening over in Shawano today on Facebook says, as a type 1 diabetic, regular soda is a killer. Honestly, I drink more fizzy water now. I need a bit of a carbonation sometimes. Well, don't we all? Don't we all need a bit of a carbonation? She says, although a Diet Coke from McDonald's once in a while is very good. That's a great debate, you guys. Coke from a McDonald's is still probably the best Coke aside from Mexican Coke, because Mexican Coke, which is bottled in Mexico, is made with cane sugar and not this fructose corn syrup or whatever.
Yes, agreed. Hard agree.
Thoughts panel, Lisa?
Totally agree. If I get a Diet Coke from McDonald's, I know it is going to be the best ever of all time. But
Conrad?
I got to go with Diet. I love Diet Coke as well. Yeah. But
from McDonald's, do you think McDonald's Coke is better?
Yes. And I'll say this too, their Sprite really? Is the best Sprite too.
It is.
See, I think they put something extra in it.
They do.
Joseph watching on YouTube says, in my honest opinion, it's brand and sweetener dependent. The best is sugar cane sweetened. I agree. Don't care for corn syrup sweetened. Some diet pop is just okay. Coke Zero, Dr. Diet Pepper are not that great. Well, Lisa and Conrad would disagree.
Well, I think he was saying that those are good, or at least okay, but other ones are not.
All right, sorry. I'm reading several different screens here. I apologize. But,
well, I will tell you, every morning I come into work with a Diet Coke, a cup of coffee, and a glass of water. So
wow. Yeah. Well, that's why the news is so spicy up here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it is caffeine fueled. What's worse, soda or diet soda? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, did you say already?
I did not. I think it's a tough one for me because I'm just not much of a soda drinker in general. Didn't grow up drinking much of it. It was always a rare thing. I think that I'm more used to the taste of regular soda, but diet soda, I don't feel as bad after drinking it. I don't know.
So what's worse?
I'm still going to say diet soda is worse just because I'm not used to it.
My panel will not be happy with me, but there is only one correct answer. Diet soda is worse because it's I don't like the diety taste. I don't like the made up of sugar cane. Real cane sugar in Hawaii, growing in the sun, CNH. We're going to come back, talk to Lisa Hale, talk about her great weekend program and more. We're live from WGBW Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Town Hall Ball Show. We are live on location in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 22 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. That is by request by our next guest. I don't need any snotty feedback at signs. I did not pick. I wouldn't give half my troubles to a monkey on a rock, to quote David Letterman. So that was your request and song, right, Lisa?
Yes, yes. I requested that. Fat Bottom Girls used to be my theme song back when I was a classic rock disc jockey. So
it's a great song, as you said.
It is. It is.
It's fantastic. I'll talk to Elisa in just a second here, cleaning up a couple of things in aisle two. First of all, one last call on our What's Worse. We go to the phone lines and to Sun Prairie we go, listening on WMDX. Pete, not Schwabba, but Pete. I don't think so anyway. But would that be a surprise if Pete Schwabba was in Sun Prairie? Pete in Sun Prairie, what's worse, soda or diet soda? Pete, are you there? Pete is not there.
It seems we have lost Pete.
Doc is here. Doc is not there. All right. Well, fun. Too bad, Pete. Sorry about that. You lost your chance. Also, clean up an aisle two. A caller, namely my mother, wants to know, Zommers, do we ever tell who wins the tickets? We do. Do we get that list, Zommers, of some of the winners for the big giveaway thing?
Yeah, I'll see
Jane
if I can
get some.
I will see if I can find that list. I will find that list by our next segment.
All right, very good. All right, joining us via StreamYard right now, she is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief of Civic Media News and also the host of a great program every weekend here in Green Bay called New Wisco Weekend on Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. She is Lisa Hale. Lisa, thanks for being on.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to join you. And I have to say, it does my heart good to know that your mama listens.
Oh, she does.
And texts you during the show. My mama used to do that too. She would listen constantly. And really, if I messed up, though, she would let me know.
Usually mom says, well, I got to listen to your show because you don't call me enough. I don't know what's going on. It's true, actually.
The only way I know my son is alive is to listen on the radio.
Pretty much. Well, let's talk about your great show, New Wisco Weekend. How did you come to put it together and tell folks what it's about?
New Wisco Weekend is kind of like an audio magazine. So imagine that you're going to the store, you pick up a magazine, and how you open it up, you've got little articles here, there, and yonder, but there's always usually a cover story. And that's kind of how we do New Wisco Weekend. It is a news magazine with different feature stories, and we have a cover story every week, which is usually a longer form interview or a longer form story. And it's a really good way for us to get a little bit more in depth to some of the stories that we tell, get a little bit more detail, get a little bit more fun. And we do try to keep them very positive and very upbeat. You know, each magazine or each show has a theme. Like this coming weekend is Flag Day, because it's Flag Day Saturday. Yep. And our cover story is an interview I did with Fly Me Flag, which is Stacy Stewart up there in Green Bay. She has a store in Green Bay. She supplies flags to municipalities and to the governments and businesses, and she's considered a flag expert. So we have her on as our cover story this week. And then we have a little, you know, we have Amanda Nimmer. I tried to combine her name and Aaron's there, but Amanda Nimmer is our commentator. So this is going to date me a little bit. Imagine Andy Rooney, but a millennial female.
I love it.
That's our Amanda.
We just played a clip of Andy Rooney's from 20 years ago on when he did on D-Day, which was really, really good.
Yes. And, you know, Amanda can be serious sometimes, but she can also be very funny sometimes, just like Andy Rooney could be. Yeah. Or she's a modern day Irma Bombeck, if you will. So, again, that dates me so badly. But, her, and we've got all sorts of fun things.
I've listened to it, and it's very interesting. And just like Mino and the Mayor, many of the great shows, all the great shows, they're based in either Green Bay or Oshkosh. If you don't live in the greater Fox Valley, as they say, you could still listen on the Civic Media app. Just download it for free at your Apple or Android device, and then go to WGBW or WISS and listen in. And of course, everybody can listen to the podcast version on civicmedia.us. I think this is really great, Lisa. I'm so glad you guys started this, because even though I don't live up here, I get up here a lot because parents live in Shawano, but I find it enormously entertaining and interesting living in Madison.
Well, you know, we don't just, even though it's called New Wisco Weekend, and we do try to focus in on the Fox Valley, on the greater Green Bay area, we also have correspondence and stories that come from central Wisconsin. You know, Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids send me stories all the time that we use. Down in Richland Center, Joanne Krulatz helps us out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we get stories from all over that we use on the magazine. And I think it really works out. Melissa Kay, Brittany Merlot, Joanne Krulatz, Conrad Krieger, Amanda Nimmer, myself, and Terry Barr. We are a great team, and I'm really proud of the show.
You should be, because, like I say, it reminds me of the old Discover Wisconsin show. I guess not old, but I mean, that's still on. There used to be a show called PM Magazine years and years ago. Maybe Schwab will remember that. And it was focused on the state, but it has those kind of vibes. And just like we talked about Mino and the mayor, yeah, I think there's a place for political discourse, and we can have discussions about our disagreements. I think that's healthy. We do that on this show. But I also, and this, we try to do some of this on our show, but your show, New Wisco Weekend, it's about so many of the things that bring us together and unite us as Wisconsinites. And I think that's also really healthy in these times.
It is very healthy in these times. And I try to avoid getting into so much politics,
right?
Because it can be so negative. So
Lisa, can you stick around a little bit, cross over with Schwab and I in the next episode? Next bit? All right, very good. Lisa can stick around. We got Conrad, we got Zomers, we got Schwab in the wings. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Green Bay, the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman calls nuclear talks with the U.S. meaningless after the Israeli airstrikes. Iran says it shot down Israeli drones on a reconnaissance mission Saturday as exchanges of fire between the two countries continues. More from BBC's Chris Barrow.
Israel's prime minister has warned Iranians that more attacks are on the way. Benjamin Netanyahu described the offensive as one of the greatest military operations in history. Israel says it's hit nuclear facilities at Isfahan and Fordow, as well as Iran's main uranium enrichment plant.
Former White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells CBS News the timing works against Iran.
The supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, the theocratic dictator in Iran, he kind of blew it last year when he authorized these direct strikes on Israel, and Israel responded with a small strike in April and then a massive strike in October of last year, taking out their air defense systems.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, high in the low 70s, and a couple of storms popping up. Low 70s Sunday, isolated storms. Currently 49 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here. Glad to have you along live from Green Bay. WGBW Studios here in downtown Green Bay as we're wrapping up our show for today on the roads. So many great people. Lisa Hale, the Bureau Chief of Civic Media News here in Northeast Wisconsin, and also the host of the great program on the weekends, New Wisco Weekend, joins us via StreamYard and here in the Pete Schwabba Studios, the one, the only, the host of Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba is here. How are you?
I'm great, Todd. Great to be here with you, buddy. Thanks for inviting me. I kind of had to come in here anyway, so I hope you didn't feel like obligated.
No, I felt bad asking you to come in early, but it's always great to have you here.
No, it's great to be here. Always, I said in my text to you, if Todd Alba asks, I say how high.
You're too kind. You're way too kind, my friend. Lisa, before we let you go, I just wanted to wrap up. And again, people can hear your great program over the air on WGBW and WISS in Oshkosh every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and on Sundays at 11 a.m. They can also hear it via the Civic Media app if you tune into GBW or ISS, and of course at civicmedia.us as well. What's coming up on the big program this weekend?
Well, as I said, it's Flag Day, so our cover story is Fly Me Flag in Green Bay. We've got a story on the Oshkosh Farmers Market. We've got some stories on, excuse me, I feel like I have to cough. We have stories on reckless driving on the Jolly Roger. That's what Amanda did her commentary on this year, since it's a flag, the Jolly Roger. And, you know, Pete Schwabba is part of New Wisco Weekend. Yeah.
Schwabba's part of this. True. I didn't even plan this.
I'm the only one who contributes who got a signing bonus. I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but.
No, you shouldn't.
Very proud to be part of the show. Lisa's phenomenal. It's a great show.
Yeah. It really is. It really
is. He gives us a classic cinema pick every week, and he does a very good job of tying it to the theme somehow.
I try.
He does.
Is it going to be like a patriotic pick this week for Flag Day?
Well, it was Flag Day, and I was looking for obviously flag football movies, but there aren't many of those out there. No, so I just went with the actual Flag Day.
All right. Well, looking forward to nervous anticipation to this. Lisa, is there anything I have not asked you so far you'd like to share with our audience about New Wisco Weekend or events happening here in Northeast Wisconsin?
Oh, there's so much I could talk about, but I just say tune into New Wisco Weekend, whether you get it off of a podcast through our website, civicmedia.us, or hear it live on the air. It's a great magazine show, and I think you'll enjoy it.
I certainly do, and I would encourage all of our listeners to check it out as well. You and your team do a great job of putting this together. Thank you for all you do. I know you've joined us before at election nights as well. Lisa Hale, you're part of what makes Wisconsin great, being a part of our great news team all across Wisconsin, but also bringing us these great programs on focusing on Wisconsin culture and things that might get overlooked, but we should all be aware of. So thank you so much, and thank you for taking time to join us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Hale, everybody. We'll talk to her soon, a host of New Wisco, Wisconsin, or New Wisco Weekend, pardon me, and also our Northeast Wisconsin Civic Media News Bureau Chief. Again, here we are in the Schwabba Studios in downtown Green. I almost feel like I'm on Nightlight because Pete to my left, and you've got your great producer, Conrad, on the other side of the glass, fixing himself a nice gin and tonic before the show, which I think is fantastic.
It calms him down. It's a little intimidating being here, isn't it, Todd? Even to a radio veteran yourself.
No, I just always feel like I'm at home, and it's always a lot of fun, A, because you have beautiful facilities up here. The one of two Civic Media studios that have a shower, this one and Hayward.
Oh, Hayward, we have two, by the way.
Yes, so not, you have. Well, you're the only one that has two.
Yeah, we need the showers more here, apparently. We've got serious body odor.
I've showered at the one in Hayward where really? I covered the Birkenbeiner, but never showered here.
Interesting.
So maybe I'll shower after the show.
It's weird. Like, if you were caught showering here, it might seem strange. Like, if I thought, I'm going to go in there and shower, and somebody walked in,
right.
I'd probably feel like a little pervy or something. And why would I? There's a shower there. I should be right. able to use it, but I feel like I can't.
And well, there's no curtain on them. Well, that's part of it.
Yeah. That's part of the fun of showering though without a curtain. You never know.
The risk.
Exactly.
It makes it a little edge.
Exactly.
All right. Well, tell us what you've been on before. We always appreciate it. For those that might not know, your program follows Maggie Dawn's every evening from 6 until 8. It's a great show, Pete. It really
Thank you.
I enjoy it. It's a great way to wind down the day.
Yeah, I think that was our goal, and it's always fun when you're on. You always make it so much fun, and I was so busy today beforehand. I was thinking, what can I do to make my entrance or my appearance here rival when you come on my show? And the only thing, I was pressed for time, so I thought black socks and sandals for Father's Day?
Oh, look at that. Beautiful. Well, done.
I got the black socks, but I don't own sandals. And I was like, I would have really? Had to go to Goodwill to get a pair of, like, old-time sandals.
Go with
you know?
My nieces. They're big thrifters.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's all the rage now. The kids love the thrifty. That's just proof. My point, Pete Schwab. You're cool enough. You don't need a gimmick. A schlep like me, it's like the old gypsy. If you're gonna bump it with a trumpet. You know, you gotta have a gimmick if you're gonna get ahead. That's the line from gypsy. Where you're big enough, you've been an actor, you've been a writer, you've been a producer. You're a host on PBS. You got your own show here. You don't need a gimmick, Pete Schwab.
Well, you're very nice, but I'm also still kind of learning radio, and you're like one of the guys I kind of listen to. Going
sorry
in
about
and out
that.
Of breaks, and yeah, you steered me wrong a couple times, but yeah. Conrad has my back in rallies.
That's good.
No, it's I've done all those things, and I've also been a garbage man.
You have?
I have.
I did not know this.
Yeah, after my freshman year in college, I got a job with the city of Marinette. I went home for the summer, and they offered me a job as a street surveyor with another college, with a college girl. So we would measure streets, and that was our job. And here I am. Here's how stupid young people are. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to show them I'm a go-getter. And we measured this. We had every street measured within like 2.5 weeks. The job was supposed to last all summer.
Really?
Here's what hard work gets you. They stuck me on a garbage truck. They made her do filing, and I had to empty bad meat and milk out of people's garbage cans. It was disgusting. It was horrible.
You could have spent the summer measuring with a hot chick, and instead you're stuck in a garbage truck.
I know. What is the matter with me? Like but that's why you have to take, when older people give you advice, folks, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because if I had just kind of coasted, which is what people do now, nobody believes in hard. It's like, why am I busting my butt trying to? And it was horrible. And then, all the city workers hated me, because I was a college kid. And then there was another guy.
Don't make us look bad, dude.
No, exactly. So, it was a brutal summer. But it taught me not to work hard. So that something good did come out of it. I think.
See, that's why I'm a procrastinator, because oftentimes things will just take care of themselves.
Right, right. Exactly.
Some days I wake up and my sister, who sometimes has traveled with me for this show, and some days I wish she goes, well, what's your show about today? I'm like, I'm not sure. And you wake up and there's not a show, and then something will happen. I'm like, now you got a show.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
And if you had worked hard the night before, you wouldn't have been able to watch that Three Is Company marathon
exactly.
on Nick at Night.
Exactly. So, exactly.
It all works out.
We're talking with Pete Schwab. He is the host of the fantastic program Nightlight every evening on this radio network from 6 until 8. Pete, let's talk a little bit of entertainment. Big week, unfortunately, in bad ways for music. We lost Sly Stone. I was listening to Matt Nair on Air with our great friend Jane Matt Nair.
Yeah.
And as she rarely does, but I always do, she stumbled over words and she said, we lost Sly Stallone this week. I'm like, what? I didn't hear that part.
That would have been an easier one to take.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But no, Sly Stone. And then we lost Brian Wilson, really the voice, the brains, if I can, behind the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that was a bit. I mean, you know, they were both in their 80s. It wasn't like they weren't tragic losses, but still losses. And it makes you, I mean, to me, I just watched the Sly Lives documentary recently. That guy, I mean, Sly Stone was such a visionary, and I had no idea. Like, I liked his music. I thought he was this charismatic guy. I knew nothing, though, about how influential he was to people like Prince and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Stevie Wonder, and just a phenomenal talent. And then Brian Wilson, too. That guy was like the voice of a generation, so to speak. And another thing I didn't know about Brian Wilson until I was probably in my 30s was that he was considered a musical genius. Like, their music sounds so easy and carefree, and it's like, oh yeah, they just sing about, no, he was a phenomenal musician and absolutely brilliant. So two huge losses in the music world.
It really was. And I, to your point, I mean, I knew who Brian Wilson was, but I'm a big fan of Anthony Mason at CBS, who's done a lot of stuff for CBS Sunday Morning. He's really a true music entertainment guy.
Yeah.
And they replayed this week an interview that he had done with Brian Wilson some years back. And I didn't realize how much Paul McCartney in particular, but the Beatles, really respected and looked up to Brian Wilson, and they released the Sgt. Pepper album after the, album.
Of the Beach Boys. I just to chime in here, the Beatles had a legendary pioneering production team. So did the Beach Boys because of Brian Wilson. Like, if you look at the song Good Vibrations, that one alone took, if I recall, like $70,000 and like 8 months of studio recording across the country in four or five different studios to record the one song.
Wow.
That's crazy.
When I heard that Paul McCartney looked up to Brian Wilson, I mean, you know that the guy has legit musical cred.
And that's how I think a lot of people in the music industry looked up to him like that. Again, and I didn't know that. Like, I'm not, I know music, I have eclectic tastes, I like a little bit of everything, but I don't know. I've never done a deep dive until I got into my 30s and some of these people. And it's just, you really appreciate their contributions.
What would you say, Pete Schwabe, what's your wheelhouse of entertainment? What genre, what part of entertainment do you say, boy, that's the one I really know best, or I like to talk about the best on the show or otherwise?
Tap dancing?
Really? I did not know that.
I wish I could tap dance. No, probably, well, I mean, I started in the business as a stand-up comedian, and then I kind of segued into comedy writing. So I would say probably comedy. But, you know, I also, like, growing up, I loved, like, Woody Allen, Albert Brooks, these kind of, these comedians that wrote their own films, starred in them, and directed them. And I got to do that with my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. So certainly not to the degree of success that those guys had, but those were my influences growing up. I just loved comedy. I loved stand-up, sketch, funny movies, and TV. So that's kind of been what I've done my whole adult life. And the great thing about Nightlight is I get to talk about those experiences and have some of those people on the show at night to, like you said, help people kind of wind down at the end of the day after we, especially now with what's going on in the world and in our country. I mean, talking politics could be stressful enough just when you're coming from this side and this person's coming from this side. But now what's happening, it's like you really need an escape. You know, and so much so, Todd, it's so contentious right now. I almost feel like I shouldn't be talking about some of this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, but I think people do need an escape.
I was watching After Midnight, the show that comes on after Colbert on CBS. It just got canceled, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm blanking on her name.
Taylor Tomlinson. Yeah.
And I've heard that she's a spectacular comedian, like a stand-up in a club. But I don't want to go into it, but I think the show was ill-conceived. It was low budget and just a weird show. So that's canceled. But she came on, I think it was Monday, and she's like, yeah, this is the last week of our show. But she's like, she was, you could tell it's the last week because now she's really good because she's saying what she really thinks.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I honestly don't want to do this crap right now. I don't feel like I should be joking about this.
Right.
When all this stuff is going on right now.
But all the more reason, you know, you can't, I mean, I make the mistake sometimes of looking at the most toxic, like Twitter. It's just, it's like nobody commenting. They're all spewing such hate and they don't have the real names, their real pictures or anything like that. So, you know, all the more reason. I look at that right before I go to bed, and then I need a sitcom or something to wind me down, you know? So
you can wind down every night with Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We'll come back, talk with more with him and Conrad. We're live from WGBW in downtown Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live in downtown Green Bay at the home of WGBW Studios here and also Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It's now 8 minutes before the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across Wisconsin. Weather update, our great sports reporter Mike Clemens will be in with a sports report. And then it's the Maggie Dawn Show across the network every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by Nightlight with the one, the only Pete Schwab. He is here in his own studio here in Green Bay with us, along with his great producer Conrad on the other side of the glass. Gentlemen, thank you for letting us borrow your studio for a day.
Well, thanks
for actually two.
As it turned out. It's great to have you here. I know you've been here before, Todd. Yeah. It's like you're kind of an old pro here when it comes to Green Bay. You've done your show everywhere in the state.
But... I'm like the bad penny that keeps showing up. You know? Oh, God, not him again. You know? We were talking a little bit in the last segment there. Of course, Pete's show, as we said, airs every night from 6 until 8. We were talking about Taylor Tomlinson a little bit. Your show, one of the reasons I love your show, and I don't mean to suck up or anything here, but I truly mean this, is that it has a little bit of that Carson vibe to it, Letterman vibe, because it's truly, you have people on, because of your connections in Los Angeles and across Wisconsin, you have legit people in entertainment, and not just actors or directors, producers, or song comedians, all those people, right. And you have the time enough to have real conversations, and I love that about the show.
You know, I like doing that. I first of all, since I've been doing the show, we've been on for like a year and a half, maybe almost, mm-hmm. and I have been floored at the amount of talent in Wisconsin, whether it's comedically, comedy, music. Terry Barr comes on every Friday night. She's on vacation. Rocker comes on tonight for a bar band Friday night. And the music I've found just from local artists and the comedy from local comedians, even comedians in Wisconsin, but specifically because I do the show here in Northeast Wisconsin. Some great comics. So it's kind of made it easy. So, yeah, it's fun to have people on from all over the country or people I've known a long time and kind of do a deep dive into, you know, what makes you funny or how do you write your jokes, that kind of stuff. Right. But it's been great to talk to more local artists as well. You know,
I've said this before on the show, but it bears repeating because I love the story. My stepmom, who is over in Shawano, and she'll listen to our show occasionally, but when you join the network, we had a conversation. I said, oh, Pete Schwabba's going to be doing this show. She said, what, Pete Schwabba? You mean the guy that does the show on public television? Oh, and I said, yeah. And she said, oh, I want to listen to that.
Oh, that's so
I mean, your work there, I think, is really well. And it's great work as well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was a fun. I watched this show on PBS Wisconsin called Director's Cut. My friend Steve Burrows was on. He had made a film called Chump Change, which was very funny. And, you know, this guy on PBS Wisconsin is interviewing Steve on this show called Director's Cut. I'm like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, PBS California doesn't have that, where I lived at the time. And when I came back, I had made this film called The Godfather of Green Bay. And I sent it to them. And I said, hey, I'd love to do your show. And they said, okay, we'll have you on. And then the host stepped down. And I took over shortly after moving back here. And when I went on as a guest, I had my pal Lance Barber come on with me, who was in The Godfather of Green Bay. And he happened to be in the Midwest at the time. And so we did the show together, and it was just a blast. So I did that for about 10 years, and now we still do episodes periodically, and we do a Wisconsin Film Festival episode. But most of my duties there now are writing the intros for Independent Lens and POV.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I write them, and then I introduce them. But it's not – rarely do I get the chance to be funny or say – you know, because some of these documentaries are so heavy.
Right.
And a lot of them are from foreign countries, and you got to research everything. So it's kind of become a different gig, but it's really fulfilling. I really like it.
I got more. I went to Wisconsin Film Festival this year. I maybe one other time, but you know, two people I know, John Roach had his great film, powerful film.
Oh, great.
Was it Alone? No.
A Road at Night.
A Road at Night. Thank you. The story of Howard Moore and the tragedy of his family going through that car accident. And then our friends at Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, which I have the DVD in my hot little hands. Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, great story of the Brewers. That was also at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And so there's so many Wisconsin-based people or people from Wisconsin that do great film.
Oh, man. It was this year in particular was fun because I got to meet John. He was on Director's Cut for our episode.
Yeah, Roach. Yeah, fantastic guy.
And that documentary made me proud to have an association with Wisconsin. Like, I didn't go to UW-Madison. My brother Andrew did. But I was like, oh my God, the first part of it made me want to go back in time and go to UW-Madison.
Right, yeah.
And then it gets very heartfelt at the end and there's a tragedy. But what an incredible story that was. And then Sean and Kelly, I got to hang out with a couple times just at the after parties. Yeah. And they were great guys. Like I'd had Sean, I met Sean through you. You had him on your show. We had him on Nightlight a couple times. He did the popcorn pick of the week 1 week. And then I met Kelly at the film festival, and I just really enjoy talking to those guys. So they're having fun being back in Wisconsin, and I had fun just meeting them and talking to them about the business. So it was a blast.
Conrad, best part of working with Pete on Nightlight, or worse, whichever you want.
The end of the night when I get to go home.
Wow! The end of the night when he gets to—you can't buy that kind of loyalty.
Like where this is going?
No, you guys are great together, and that's part of the—you know—you clearly do get along, like to work with each other, and that's another part of the show that I enjoy as well.
Conrad writes a 2-hour script every night, and then I hack the hell out of it. He gets mad at me, and he storms out, and then we have to get it back together before we go anywhere.
We have a good coming time, up tonight. Man.
We've got an actress from the UP, Stephanie Gurnow, who does a lot of horror film acting. She's on the show at 6:35. Comedian Steve Hofstetter at 7:05. And then it's a bar band Friday night. Rocker is filling in for Terry for the third week in a row.
Wow.
Terry Barr will be back next week, but she's
off for the Penguins, right? I think something like that.
I've been tracking her all over the globe because I put a bug on her car. And yeah, she's She's driving around the world. But Terry will be back next week, but she's having a blast. So.
Well, many thanks, not just to you, but thank you very much, Pete Schwabe. Listen to him tonight from 6 until 8 on Nightlight. Conrad, thanks for all your work the last couple of days as well. Want to shout out to Todd Michaels, the GM here in Green Bay and Oshkosh. Also to Amanda, Eliza, all the other crew here at Green Bay for making this happen this week. Really appreciate you guys doing a great job up here. And Lisa Hale for coming on the show as well today. And Zomer's back home. We'll be back there on Monday. And to everyone else at Civic Media who made this show go, thank you so much. And all a big thanks to all of you who are listening and watching. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay safe this weekend. We'll see you next weekend. Listen to Pete tonight from 6 until 8.